It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The teenager who pleaded guilty to shooting into a classroom at STEM school Highlands Ranch last year will be sentenced today. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Alec McKinney is not yet 18, but will be sentenced as an adult for first-degree murder and several other crimes for his role in the shooting in May 2019. One student, Kendrick Castillo, was killed, and 9 others were injured in the attack. His classmate, Devin Erickson, is also charged with several felony counts in the shooting and has a trial scheduled for September. McKinney faces around 40 years in prison before he could be eligible for parole, but he could get more time. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The city of Aurora and its police chief were sued this week over the use of projectiles and chemical agents against a peaceful protest last month. Lawyers representing a handful of protesters allege police violated their First Amendment rights during a vigil to honor Elijah McClain near Aurora City Hall. The Denver Police Department also faces several lawsuits on how they handled protests earlier this summer. Mesa County healthcare providers are urging the public to be more cautious after a recent rise in COVID-19 cases. The county reported its first COVID-related death earlier this week. Corey Klein heads Family Health West Hospital in Fruita.
Even if you're not a strong believer in a mask, if you could wear one, that protects everyone. And I think that that's probably the most important, outside of washing your hands, thing that we can do to protect our society and, frankly, to keep our society open.
Mesa County has a lower infection rate than surrounding areas, but about 40% of all of its cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Local health officials say they may open the Western Slope's first coronavirus testing lab in Grand Junction to help shorten wait times for the results. Grand Junction has 63 degrees this morning and a high today in the 80s. It's 66 in Denver. This is CPR News.